Setting up your grade center. Simplifying the default grade center setup. In the course management section of the navigation panel, your home office space, click on grade center, then on full grade center. First, give the full grade center more real estate by hiding the navigation menu on the left. Hover your cursor over just outside of the right margin of this menu, then click on the sliding arrow that appears towards the fourth or fifth menu item. Voila! You just made the navigation menu disappear to fully focus on the full grade center. Take a look at the columns and note that you may need to use the scroll bar underneath to see all. Last name, first name, username, student ID, last access, availability, weighted total, total. The student ID column is not useful. Click on the action button on the right of the student ID and choose Hide from Instructor View. The last access column may not seem useful at first, but as the semester evolves, the last time students access the course site can be an indicator of their engagement. We recommend you keep it. Now look at the total column. It represents the total number of points a student earned, but it does not include any weighting. As such, it is not very useful to students or to you. So, click on the action button to the right of the column, scroll down, and click on Edit Column Information. Then, leaving all as is, scroll down to Options and say No to show this column to students. Click Submit. To verify your setting, back in the Full Grade Center, rest your mouse on the icon with the red forward slash on the left of the column. Now, click a second time on the action button on the right of the column, scroll down and select Hide from Instructor View. Before we move on, here is what to do when you mistakenly hit a column from Instructor View. In the action bar, note that you might have to scroll up to see it, go to Manage and select Column Organization from the drop-down. Click the checkboxes on the left of the columns you want to show, and click the Show Hide button on the top or bottom of the page, then on Show Selected Columns. Note that you can also move your columns around and reorder them with the drag symbol. We'll have some fun with that later on. Click Submit to save your changes. Let's move now to setting up your grading breakdown.